Welcome to Becoming, the guidepost to your spiritual awakening. I'm Kate King.
And I'm Nancy Celeste. Welcome to our podcast. So today's wonderful podcast, we're going to start talking about energy. But as usual, we'll get everybody in the right space since we do want to be spiritual and remind ourselves that we are more than just our busy lives. So, like last time, make sure you're in a good place, nice and comfortable, have whatever you want to drink. Eat, snack, whatever works for you when you are trying to absorb information versus just watching TV. Take a deep breath in, close your eyes if you need to, remind yourself you're more than your busy life. And deep breath in. And just let go absolutely everything. And sit back and enjoy our knowledge and hopefully some silliness, entertainment, and to help you on your journey of growth, because that's what we want for everybody. Absolutely. So with that,
today we're going to talk about energy. So we're going to start right with the basics of what energy is, the ability to do work. So that's the official definition of what energy is. So if you think about that, it is any type of energy kind of applies to that. So whether it's the physical body, the chemical reaction you see in a lab or in nature, all of that is just energetic moving through the earth. And a lot of us know that energy can't be destroyed. It can just be changed. So we do that in every work that we do, everything that moves energy through the earth, through our bodies, between each other. It's all relevant in this conversation.
Yep. So scientifically wise, energy, like she said, there is physical, chemical, mechanical, lots of different kinds of it. So for me, being the massage therapist that I am and nurse, I focus on the physical part first, just because it's about your body, right? Mm-hmm. So our body is nothing but a lot of work. We do a lot of work, but it takes a lot of energy to do it. Every time you take a step, you're using energy, right? How many times have you counted calories?
Right.
I check my steps every day to make sure I have a minimum amount of steps that I take, and I get really upset when I don't have my right. So everybody that does any kind of movement, exercise, you're using your body. And so what do? You eat food, and the food is broken down metabolically. So that's all chemical reactions in our body to get the energy so we can counter steps. So you have all that. Our body really focuses on homeostasis, kind of living chaos all the time. And we had a conversation just the other day about all what our bodies can do to keep ourselves healthy, no matter what the heck we do to our poor bodies. Like, whatever food we eat, you go to and you get that hamburger you really shouldn't eat, or those fries or whatever. You're like, oh, no, that's not good. So there's a motor work for our bodies to find balance. Mm-hmm. So we're always working for So that's a physical thing. There's two little parts of that for how our bodies break everything down. The next part of all that is electrical. So we are really very. So you have all of this electricity through your body. Think about your heart. So what do you do when your heart stops?
Check the electric.
They literally pump you full of electricity to start your body. Right. It's kind of like turning your gear on and off in a very strange way.
Yeah. However, thank goodness we can do that nowadays.
Yes. So we have all this electricity running through our bodies as well. So we start with this whole physical. We go into the chemistry part, and then it eventually turns into what is past that. So there is more than just physical energy. There's emotional energy. There's that sixth sense and that gut sense. And I know if you're, well, for me, in the medical field, if you're in the medical field at all, you have that gut sense.
Yes.
And I have seen it. I know you've seen it. I have that patient that comes in and you're like, ooh, we gotta watch this one. Mm-hmm. Something's off. Mm-hmm. But everybody has that in everyday life. I'm sure you have examples of like walking down the road and going, it probably shouldn't go that way. Mm-hmm. Something's up, something's wrong. That sixth sense and that gut sense is fundamental. We have different perspectives of that. Mm-hmm. But we both use that same sixth sense in a spiritual way all the time.
Mm-hmm.
and you have to learn to feel that because everybody's is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And then 100% trust it all the time. That's the hard part. But that gut sense for people that are tangible, you can't touch that sixth sense, but you know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So you know it's real to you, and you know that you've seen other people use it, and it's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't see it. Know that's there. Because past that, if you look at us from a spiritual sense and from an energy-only sense, we all have auras. We all have different layers of where our energy goes out to. So if you look at the energy body pictures from like a massage therapy point of view, mm-hmm. energy point of view, we have different layers.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your body layer and then it keeps on out. So depending on how big you are energy-wise,
yeah.
you can take up more or less space. So we'll go into all of that more, but that is just kind of the start of different energy.
Yeah. So as Leslie said, we have the physical body. That's layer one. Then we have the energetic body or the etheric energy body. So that's kind of where we're talking, where that's where your aura sits. That's where all those layers of energy sit. It's that sixth sense. It's the psychic sense. A lot of us have psychic gifts or things that we are cultivating. That all kind of falls within that layer or within that layer as well as some other layers. All of this is interconnected. There is five determined energy bodies and there's some six. It depends on which
practice you have. All the philosophy that yes. matches. And this all goes back to what matches
what works with you.
Yes,
exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. So then we have the emotional energy body. So that can fall in your body for some people where you feel it in your heart and your gut, or it can be just in your energy field. It can kind of be all of those because, again, they all intertwine with each other. But the emotional energy body is those connections, the feelings. It's the example of when you get home and your partner gets home and you just know that they've had a bad day. You can just energetically feel their emotions before they have said a word. A lot of us know that. Or you get into work and before you even get in the door, you know, ooh, this is going to be a long day.
Right.
Or it's going to be a great day.
Or you meet someone, you meet someone for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
And you automatically know, ooh, we're going to be best friends.
Yes.
Kind of like what we talked about.
Yes. Person.
But you know, oh, that person is going to be wonderful, or that mm-hmm. person, they're having a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more than just reading your body language, because that is absolutely part of it too.
Absolutely.
But there is that energy sense and that emotional sense.
Mm-hmm.
And they do talk about it in groups. So if you have a group of people and you have one person that's negative, that negative person can influence the whole group and then everybody kind of like goes down.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that energy, emotional, or in mm-hmm. sense when we talk
yeah.
about that.
Yeah, and even think of in a party. If you've ever been in the party, and the party is good, it's great, and then that one person in your friend group comes in, that's the life of the party. And all of a sudden, the party goes from great to amazing.
Right.
Because exactly. their energy, that now they've brought such positive energy into the room that everyone is happier, everyone is more alive. And it's the same thing. It goes both ways. It kind of just depends. Where everyone in the room is and how big your energetic field is and how much presence you have. And that's something that can be cultivated through time, which we'll go into more really next episode.
Yeah.
And emotional body, a lot of time that is where our empathic skills come from, where our empaths are really strong in that particular energetic body.
And we'll have lots of conversations about that since I am an empath. And there's different levels of being an S2, and that all links to emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
If you want some more information on how to read people from like a scientific point of view, empaths are really highly emotionally intelligent.
Yeah.
Naturally, just
yes.
because of how we're built.
Yes. So for those of you that might not be empaths or not don't even know what that term is, emotional intelligence can be cultivated.
Yes.
Absolutely. So it's always a skill that you can learn yes. to do and continue to cultivate through your life. Some people are just naturally gifted. So then we also have mental energy. So that's our fourth energy body of consciousness, ideas, creativity. Anything that your brain does, I would call mental energy body outside of the physicalness of your brain. But any every time a synapse fires within your brain, every time you have a new idea or an idea comes out of nowhere, or you just have this knowing, that's all that mental energy body. You can start to feel into what the mental energy body feels like. And we'll actually go through all five of these in a little while and like try to feel into them for a second and see if you can each feel into that piece of it. And then the last one is the spiritual energy body. So this kind of encompasses all of the four that we just talked about, as well as like the soul, the higher self, your connection to divinity and to the universe and to whatever those words kind of mean for you. It's that extra layer of something other than yourself. And it's the connection between you and other. And that can be human consciousness, if that is your groove. It can be divinity. It can be
just a higher power. It can be
nature.
Just something that is bigger than your
individuals.
And even if you're not spiritual or religious specifically, mm-hmm. this still works because you can just think in terms of space. I love space. Kind of obsessed with space a little bit. But if you think about just our planet, is this beautiful, tiny speck of dust in the universe. And it is just floating around in space. And if you just compare the size of our wonderful little planet, even just our sun, and our sun is not a big sun compared to how big other stars are,
mm-hmm.
we're very tiny. So even if you aren't particularly spiritual, we are very tiny. So there is plenty of other big things that are energy things. I mean, in the sun does nothing but create energy.
Right. It just pumps energy out of solid
energy and it keeps all our plants alive. So you can think of something bigger. We are spiritually based, and then where this whole podcast is going.
Mm-hmm.
But just understand that it doesn't always have to be that way either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So speaking of spirit, how this energy goes from my perspective is how we interact with one another. So I am fundamentally a healer. I like to make people feel better. And I've been a massage therapist for a very long time. And one of my favorite phrases that I have said a million times is that I'm able to make someone feel better without medicine, without needles, without having to go to the doctor. And then I am going to nursing school where I end up then giving people pills sometimes. But in that whole journey, I have realized it's a beautiful combination, which I think sometimes we miss here. The other example that I use is if you're having a really bad day, if your partner comes home and they just need to decompress, they just need to sit. Maybe they need to talk and process. Maybe they have a headache. I can't tell you how many people that have gone over to and been like, you have a headache. Let me help you. I just did it the other week at work. One of my managers, who is one of the most wonderful people ever, I walk in her office and I'm like, your head is really hurting. And she goes, yes. I'm like, please let me fix it. And within a few minutes, she's staring at me going, how did you do that?
Yeah.
A lot of that is that energy part. Now, yes, her neck was tight. So from a physical sense, I felt to relax her muscles. But she was thinking too hard, stressed out, and all her energy was in her head.
Mm-hmm.
So back to balance. So if your energy body is not balanced between your head and your feet, it's going to affect whatever body part it's around more.
Mm-hmm.
So from kind of a science perspective, if you think of fusion, mm-hmm. if you have too much on one side and not enough on the other side, it builds up pressure and lets it go and kind of balance out. So if you have too much energy one place, it's going to affect, which for me, frequently turns into headaches.
Absolutely. And we're going to go through those practices at the end. We'll do it in case you all need to stop and pause this video to find a safe place to do it. So we'll do it at the very end. But each of those practices, that's the balance. So all five of those, you want those as balanced between each other as well as possible. When your friend was having those issues, she was all in her mental body, which caused
the headache.
And right. The physical body, too. I mean, all of
it. She was there. Sitting terribly.
Right.
So she fixed her posture. I helped her head. She felt better.
Right.
You the rest of the day.
Fix them all. And all of a sudden, you feel better. Mm-hmm. And Nancy's just very good at make that happen. She's done that to me many times. So she just walks in there and is like, you are in pain. Please let me help you.
That's gone my whole life. I do that all the time, because part of it's because I see the world the way I see it, but I also feel it. So I go in and I just feel like, and that's because that goes back to me and my gift of being a healer. I think everybody can help. If you look at Healing Touch, mm-hmm. which is classes and courses you can take, anybody can, but nurses tend to take them mm-hmm. frequently, because it is that other sense of nursing. There's only so much you can do to bandage an arm. There's that emotional piece of getting hurt and getting mm-hmm. sick. There is a whole balance of that energy, and Healing Touch is part of that. So there really is a sense of you can help the energy body that you can't see, but you know it's there and you can feel it.
Yeah. There's a lot of science of like partners when they're together. If you hug someone, mm-hmm. even if they're not your partner, but if you hug someone, your pain level decreases. There's scientific evidence of this, and they're continuing to study this more and more mm-hmm. as like this really comes into the forefront of scientific research too. But there is evidence that everything in your body gets better when you're with someone that you love. And that is not just physically touching, but it's the energies mixing and melding and healing each other. We have such a power to heal each other. And that's, I mean, part of the reason we're even doing this is just to share the knowledge. And like, so think about the next time you hug someone that you love. When you hug them and do like for 20 seconds or more, it helps to make it longer. Yeah. Not like a quick hug. It's a little different, but to really like have 20 seconds of a hug or more, and you can start to feel like yourself relax, your muscles relax, your body relaxes, your energies mingle mm-hmm. and everything's just a little bit better. Like yeah. life is a little bit better when you're with the ones you love. And that's some of the reason is that our energy fields are mixing and there's creating that safe space that you get when you're with a loved one.
Yeah. And some of that goes back to balancing your mental aspect and bringing an awareness to it. Mm. Awareness to me is huge, because so many people are not. They're not aware. They're not conscious because they're busy. Especially here in our lovely big businesses that we have.
Yeah.
We actually cultivate that culture of, I'm busier than you, and that's mm-hmm. good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, we're all busy. However, you don't need to make that a pride and joy to be, how busy can I be?
Mm-hmm.
Because then you disconnect from your body, and you aren't aware of how you're affecting other people. You may not be aware of what your moods are or how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I have massage so many clients where they come in and they're clueless about how tight their body is, because our brains are so strong and we're so good at disconnecting. They have no idea that their shoulders are killing them, because they're so focused on work and life and taking care of everybody else before yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a whole other topic about self-care and yeah. filling your own cup first before trying to help anybody else, because that's a whole nother
thing mm-hmm.
that I think needs to be changed. So they come in to get a massage and don't know. Well, my sister says this all the time. She goes, it didn't hurt until you touched it. I'm like, you're so stressed out right now. I'm so sorry. Let me help you. And that's because we're disconnected, because yeah. our brains and that mental body is so strong, it cuts everything else
out. Mm-hmm.
So when you hug that person and you calm down and you take a deep breath, you can connect to your body and realize, my body is tired.
Yes.
I need to slow down for 5 minutes, because slowing down for 5 minutes is going to allow me to be better organized for the next round of because our brains really don't work well stressed.
Yeah. So my husband used to say, when we first met, we were in high school, we're high school sweethearts. So I was in stress. So, thank you. I love you, honey. But so we were high school sweethearts, but I was in a very like stressful season of my life. I mean, a lot of transitions at that time of your life. And I remember him saying that you come over and you just want to like sleep and cuddle and watch movies. Like, I never understood at the time why that was, but he is my safe person. he is the one person, at that, especially at that time in my life, where I was 100% able to just be me and be myself and to be in my body instead of in my mind doing all the things and all the tasks. So I would come over and, like, that hug where you get in your body all of a sudden, I was able to come over and be with him and know that, like, I could feel myself for the first time in a long time. Like, I could feel my body. I could feel my energy field. I could just relax. And that's such a common thing. A lot of people have, like, that person or whoever that person is in your life of, like, that is your energy reacting. That is that feeling.
Yeah, it's that mixing and it's that balance. It's a reset. And we are able to reset ourselves if you work at it and practice. Mm-hmm. If you're aware and conscious of
and choose.
Everything is choice.
Mm-hmm.
So if you choose to be aware and want to be a little more balanced, you can work on that. But sometimes it's difficult to do it yourself and you need some help.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs support. Everybody needs some help. Mm-hmm. I cannot massage the middle of my back. I need some help. And when we're together, because we are when we're together,
yeah,
we balance each other out within, like, mm-hmm, 5 minutes. We're together. I said earlier today, I'm like, we didn't see each other enough.
Right.
Like, it's been too long. Because we balance each other in a huge, fundamentally spiritual way in that we don't get from anybody else in our
life. Mm-hmm.
That's part of why we're doing this and why we have the friendship we have.
Right.
Balance is important, and balancing all the different pieces are important, and realizing we are not segregated. We talked about this earlier, where our medicine here is system segregated. So you have specialty doctors in every bit, and very few look at all of them together.
Right.
But in this sense of balance of all of these pieces, yes, they're separate and you can tap into each one, but they all work together. And if you're healthy and whole, you look to all the pieces,
mm-hmm,
which can be easy sometimes and very difficult sometimes. So growth, we'll get into all of that later, and healing yourself and how healing is painful,
mm-hmm,
and growth is painful, but then you accept totally different and changed and
grew.
It's like the kids that have those growth spurts. And then we have whole bodies, they would all turn. Was your husband like that?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you just, your knees hurt and your legs hurt because your bones grow so fast and your muscles don't keep up.
Yeah.
Growth pains, literally. But we have spiritual growth pains. We have physical growth pains. We have mental growth pains. If you're in school, going, why am I in school?
We have life growth pains.
Yes.
When those things come at you for no reason, I mean, that you can see anyway.
Yeah.
It's all part of it.
Yeah. So growth is a whole nother thing too. But this is a good intro into different levels of science and bodies and how it goes into spirit and auras and a whole nother sense of divinity, which we'll get into too.
Mm-hmm.
So next podcast.
Yep.
We'll talk a little bit more about science of wavelengths and vibrations and trying to explain that energy part that we can feel, we can't always see, but is part of just being in the spirit world. You end up seeing and understanding and feeling so much more magic that's out there that, mm-hmm, we just turn off naturally. We're just taught to turn it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So next podcast, we'll put a little bit into the science and then really start jumping into how that science relates to spirit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
From there.
Yeah. So right now, if you are up for it, we're going to kind of go through each of the bodies and have you guys tap in and do some actual embodiment practice, just to understand a little bit more about what the different energy bodies feel like. So if you're driving, if you're distracted, if things are going on, maybe pause and come back later. If you do have a space now, take the time and we're just going to tap in each. If at any time you feel confused or like you're not really feeling anything, you can always tap into myself or Nancy. We'll do this practice at the same time and kind of really feel into it and really kind of channel what that feels like. So we're going to start with the physical body. So this is embodiment practice. This is just getting into our bodies. For some of us, this might be a little uncomfortable. If you live in your mind all the time, your mind is busy like the rat race up there, this may feel uncomfortable and you might notice some sensations, some pain, some tingles, things that you might not normally feel. So right now, just take a couple of deep breaths, really focus in on your breath, focus in on your body. Try to really drop your energy into your heart space or into your gut space, kind of whatever works for you. And you'll kind of know right away as you dump in your body where that energy sits. It's usually here. It might even be down lower into your lower like chakras or lower areas as well.
The other piece I tell people is to feel your feet.
Wiggle your toes.
Your feet on the ground and actually think about your feet. Mm-hmm. It drops your energy in a way you don't realize.
Mm, yeah.
Feel your feet. Feel your heart. Take a deep breath. Feel the breath. Feel the air go in. Fill up your lungs. Feel that and breathe out. We're physical beings, but we don't have to be in our heads. We can be in our body.
And you can even think of it of like relaxing into your body. So if you think about it, being ever done a body scan, which in practice is just going from either head to toe or toe to head, which either works. But in this practice, let's go head to toe and just think about relaxing every muscle in your body. And kind of every time you relax a muscle, drop deeper into your body, sink deeper into yourself. So just take a second. We're just going to hold the space while you do that. You just want to keep sinking lower. Maybe think about your heart. See if you can feel your heartbeat. Think about the blood flowing through your body.
Think about your muscles relaxing. They don't have to work right now.
This is your body space. This is embodiment work. For many of us, you might feel called to this. If you're feeling called to any of these as we go through, kind of note that down and maybe go back and rethink about these places and sink deeper. So I'm gonna take a second, and if you want to just keep feeling deeper, see if you can sink one level deeper into yourself. Maybe take another deep breath. Tap it again and wiggle your toes. You just feel every piece of your body. If you feel any pain, just breathe into it. Any discomfort, any tingles. All of those things just mean that you're truly in your energy body, physical body. All right, we're going to move kind of from this energy body space, and we're actually going to go into the mental body. So you're going to kind of feel, many of you, this will be a comfortable space. A lot of us live in the mental body because this is where we use a lot of that cognitive, a lot of our work is in mental body space, and the pressures of society and all of that is very mental body. So you want to shift your energy wherever it's feeling right now in their body. You're going to shift it up. You want to think about in your brain. Most people, it's somewhere around this space. It could be anywhere in your head, a little above, a little below. In here, you want to think it's your thoughts. It's all of those racing things that happen. And it's that quiet, calm space. So right now we want to find that calm mental body space. So for me, it's between my eyes, like a third eye space. But you just want to feel into it. We're going to hold the space real quick. Some of you, this might be uncomfortable. If you live in your physical life, you are embodied. If you are very grounded, this might be harder for you to get into.
Transition between the two may be difficult too.
Mm.
So something to work at, practice. Work on the one, start with the one that's easy and move one from mental to physical, physical to mental, wherever you start, and notice that shift between the two.
And you're going to see me do a lot of hand motions and movements. For me, this practice is very helpful to move it. So if you feel like you need to move, you need to shake, you need whatever you need to do, feel free to. You also could be completely still, whatever works for you. But you'll see me, especially, I'm very embodied. So I use my hands and my body to get into different spaces. So keep kind of feeling into that mental body. Again, this is comfortable for some, might be uncomfortable. The transition might take a little bit. Take as much time as you need. Feel free to pause if you need to between each of these to really deepen in if you need to. So think about your mental body, like we talked about, is your consciousness where creativity comes. It's sometimes those thoughts that are just in your head, whether that's from spirit or within your inner knowing. This is a lot of times that space is held.
And you can, the other part is to separate between the busy noise that's in your head and the relaxing calm of the space we're trying to get. So how you felt in your body, were you calm? and relaxed. You can have that in your mental space as well. For those of us that spend so much time in our minds, it can be very difficult to get to the point where your mind is relaxed. And I don't mean turned off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean necessarily even less busy, just aware of the busy and less noise and more relaxed around the busy, if that makes any sense.
It does to me.
But you can be relaxed in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a hard time with the mental space, look up different kinds of meditation. There is a million different kinds of meditation. My favorite kind is walking meditation because I'm a physical person too. Mm-hmm. I can physically walk, have something to do, take the time to breathe and process through what's in my mind to let it go. Meditation doesn't necessarily mean you need to sit and just go home for an hour and try to empty your brain. It is one kind. It works beautifully for mm-hmm. many people. Mm-hmm. But if you're just starting out, that's hard, or it can be.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just start with some breath work, relax your body, and then try to do the same kind of concept with your brain, just relax and be aware of the busy and know it doesn't have to be busy and try to start from there.
Mm-hmm.
My walking meditations allow me to process out all of the busy to the point where then my brain can finally relax. And find that mental body. Because it does feel that relaxed mental space feels different than the relaxed physical space.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to stay here for just one more second. For those of you that may have done this before and have a little more practice in this, if you want to go a little farther, try to incorporate both of these and keep them as we continue through. So that's just something you're invited to do if that calls to you. If you're just tapping in for the first time, just follow along where we are. But some of you may be more experienced. And the more you can keep all of these in line and together, the better. It's that homeostasis and that balance that you're talking about. So from here, we're going to actually go into our emotional energy body. So again, this may feel sticky and it may not. There is no wrong answer. You really want to think about like where your emotions come from. So it can be all emotions kind of come from everyone. Like, it can come from different parts of your body, but you want to think about that emotion space of when you are in a heightened emotional space, whatever that looks like for you. Where do you feel it in yourself, in your field?
Mm-hmm. And it can be anywhere. So if you're anxious, you might feel it in your stomach. It might be a physical thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're angry, it may be more out here. Because if you're angry at a situation, a person, or if it's an external anger, you might feel it out here. If you're disappointed or angry with yourself, you may feel it in your mind. It may be a spinning kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. Emotions change every second. They're not meant to be held on to forever and ever.
No.
And depending on where the emotion came from, if it's an internal emotion, if it's a situation and you meet someone new or you fall in love and you have this fuzzy love feeling that we all know,
yeah, hopefully,
that's an external sense that becomes internal. So you feel differently when you're with that new love person. And then when you're home with the family that you've known and loved forever, that's a different kind of sense of emotion. So it's mm-hmm. every kind of emotion can mm-hmm. come out differently. How you express it is going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be in your body. It could be
in your energy field.
In your energy field. Now, for me, always in your energy field.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Because how you are feeling directly affects everybody that you're with, too. Absolutely. And we will get into that and talk about that more. But lots of times it's both.
Yeah. And it's where you feel it right now.
Mm-hmm.
It is in both all the time. Like we talk about, they're all within each other. They all intermingle. But in this moment of where it feels right now. And that, like Nancy said, will change through the day, through the moment, through the week, whatever it is for you. But it's right in this moment where is your energy center for emotion, where is your emotional center. For me, it's my gut a lot, because that's ended my life by my gut. It's that gut sense a lot of us have that is all part of this emotional body. So just think about it, feel into it for a second. We're not going to stay here too long. Like I said, it might feel sticky. It might feel a little crunchy or hard. It might feel great. like euphoria, like clear. Mm-hmm. That's all okay. Whatever you're feeling is okay. Whatever sensations in your body, out of your body, is okay. There's no wrong answers here. It's going to be different for every person. All right, so now we're going to move into that etheric body, the energy outside of ourselves, the aura, the all those words that we kind of talked about before. That's sixth sense, psychic sense. All of that kind of falls in here. So we're going to really think about like the space around yourself, not so much in your body, but outside of you.
Mm-hmm. And depending on how connected you are, or what you connect to, is think of something other than you. So whatever you connect to, if it's a divinity thing, great. If it's your own spirit connecting to group consciousness, if it's just connecting to something like the sun that's with you. So kind of think of how does those other three things, your body, your mental self, your emotional self, how does that connect to the rest?
Mm-hmm.
So think about your spirit self, that internal fire that makes you are. How does that interact with the world? So I tend to go up because I am an angel sign. So I tend to go up and into space in the clouds and be up high, just because that's how I connect. Kate, however, connects down, and there is just perfect balance opposite. Mm-hmm. So depending on where you're at right now, try both, if you're not sure. If you don't know which way you connect better, try up, try down, try out. Because you may connect to Mother Nature and just be here on the plate. So try all of that different spirit directions to see where your other part may go. And if you're not quite sure what any of that is or how to do that, just try to start with connecting to that higher self in the first place. Mm-hmm. It may not even be a direction, just kind of be aware and connect to it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into how to connect in different ways too, if you're unsure. Mm-hmm. This is just the first step of many.
This is just kind of feeling into where your starting point is or where your current point is. And as we go, we're going to try to do some of these embodied practice as we go through some of our podcasts. It may not be every episode, but a lot of episodes will have this piece, usually at the end, like we're doing now, so you can really set some time aside for this space. But just kind of feel your higher self right now. Just feel into it. See what you can do. If you're not feeling anything, that's okay. If you're feeling a whole lot, that's okay too. And if you don't know where to start, maybe close your eyes and think about that. That voice in your head that pushes you in the best direction in life.
Well, for me, it's my heart. It may be your mind. It may be a different sense.
Maybe your gut. Or your root chakra. Whatever works, wherever it is in your body is okay. Mine is usually heart lower is where I get a lot of these senses because I am in that darker, lower side of things. So those areas for me is where I get the most communication.
My heart, it happens to be my heart and my
right.
Tends to be.
So just feeling, just take a second. And then this is the spiritual energy body. This is that all-encompassing. This spiritual energy body includes all of the ones that we've just done. It's all of it together with more. It's you and it's and whatever. So and whatever you're connecting into, whether it's other humans, it's the earth, it's divinity, it's the universe, whatever those words work for you. This is you and. Just a few more deep breaths here. If you want to take it a little further, try to think about all the places we've just been and try to bring each of those pieces into this. And if you're not sure, just stay where you are. Remember, everything we do here is a choice, and you have to feel in for yourself if it works for you. If it works for you, go ahead. If it does, you can always stop or go back. And if at any point in time it feels scary or overwhelming, just remember you're always working in the highest good for yourself and for everyone else, the highest good of the all of everything. You can always come back to that if you even say that out loud to yourself. Anytime we do this work, highest good, always remember that. It will help ground you in safety. All right, if you want to take one more breath and you can kind of start coming back. If you need to open your eyes, if you need to shake it out, whatever you need to do, come back into yourself and
take a deep breath. Yeah, move around a little bit. Try to keep some of the calm. Hope you have a better rest of your day. So keep the calm, but come back to who you are naturally. Some of this work, do not be surprised if you feel buzzy or your head is a little dizzy or you feel really heavy. Mm-hmm. You can have all these other sensations. You can be hot or tingly or any of that. That's all very normal sensations. So come back, kind of feel your feet again, feel your heart, feel your body, kind of move around, play with your hair a little bit, whatever you need to do to get back into your body, but try to keep that calm too. If you still feel buzzy in your head, wiggle your feet. If you still feel really heavy, try to think a little bit because your energy needs to just be balanced out again.
Well, it was so great kind of doing this with you, Nancy, and all of y'all listening. We will be back again and we will
be working a little more with vibrations and kind of go more from a little bit of science, like I said before, about how we view energy and how we work with it, from a little bit of science and then going in right into more spirit. We will have plenty of podcasts to explain a lot more in depth about more of the things we touched on today. So keep watching and tune in.
Yeah, and if you have any questions, feel free to contact us either through our YouTube comments or our information linked in all of our podcasts. All right, we'll see you next time.
Wonderful. Have a great rest of your day.